various synods for faith, one of the ones that came to mind for me was to obey the gospel. Is that something that you would reserve for when we talk about the will?
I think let me just go back a step. Scripture is comfortable saying not to believe in the gospel is disobedience because the gospel is truth. And so there's a way in which you could say that we should obey the call of God by believing in the gospel, but my concern would be John McLeod says, we try to pack too many things into faith, and especially in our day and age where obedience would fall prey to a misunderstanding about the unique instrumentality of faith. If I could just use bigger words, that would be a concern of mine. But it's proper to say that believing in Christ is submitting to the call of the gospel, and that's obedience. But my concern is packing too much freight into faith, and it becomes too susceptible to a Roman Catholic understanding of what it is. It becomes a work. Faith has one job, right? And that's to cling to Christ. And so that's why I want to think about that a little bit more. But that's my concern. That's kind of the hairs go up in the back of my neck. But Scripture uses that language, that those who are in disobedience to the gospel, and it means ultimately they have not believed. And that is disobedience. And the reason Scripture can say that is because the gospel is truth. And it's given by a sovereign God. And not to submit to that truth, which can save your life, is disobedience.
Can you unpack the link faith and faithfulness?
Let's see, I think we need to sing here pretty soon. here again, let's think about love. Love is the greatest commandment given to us. And I didn't say we should talk about love tonight. I didn't bring that in, because love is the fruit of what God has done in our heart. That's a command given to us, what we must do. Faithfulness is a command given to us. We should walk in faithfulness. But faith, again, is the lone instrument of our justification. And so that's why I want to distinguish between faith and faithfulness. And say that faithfulness is the charge given to us to persevere in faith. We can persevere because God's persevering in us, to be sure. But I don't want to bring faithfulness into... Not you weren't. You're asking this question. What's the difference? And that's why I want to really distinguish that faith is that lone instrument, that instrumental cause, Warfield would say, by which we receive Christ. And we always want to make sure that the cause, the ultimate cause, or the ground of our justification is in Christ and what Christ has done. And the sum total of his obedience, his life of perfect obedience, his passive obedience on the cross, and his resurrection from the dead, it's all built upon Christ. And faith receives that. Faithfulness responds to it in our life of obedience. So that's where I would distinguish them. Faithfulness is a fruit that comes eventually from those who do trust in Christ. Last one here, Moses.
Yeah, going back to this morning speech, Shane, correct me if I misunderstood, but you said that when we sin, that doesn't mean we should despise ourselves, who we are, right? But there are often, at least for me, seems to be, I don't know if it's a gray area or a connection between my sin and who I am, and it feels like there's a pull to despise myself. How would you recommend really trying to differentiate the two? Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's people nodding in the room, so it makes sense to them. And I think all of us have experienced that. It's hard. How do you carve yourself up, right? And I think Romans 6 is so helpful here. Romans 6, Paul is reminding us that, well, John Murray puts it this way. It's one thing for sin to live in a Christian. It's nothing for a Christian to live in sin. You said something very similar to that Sunday night. And so every Christian sins, and we dislike it when we sin. We hate ourselves for sinning. But Romans 6 reminds us, that is not your true self. Grace will reign through righteousness, not sin. That where people have difficulty in the Reformed camp, I think, is that we believe in the sufficiency of God's grace for our justification, but in sanctification, we're not so sure. You could ask a lot of people in our churches, are you a child of God? said, I think there are a lot of them in this church, but I'm not sure if I'm one. And they have that doubt because of sanctification and their failures. They don't see the progress. They don't see the success. They see the failures. I failed again. And so they tend to think that that's my true self. That's my identity. And Romans 6 is saying, no, you have been bought by Christ. You've been baptized into his death. You've been buried with him. You've been raised with him. That's who you are. You're a new creature in Christ. And you are growing into grace and knowledge of Christ. You belong to him. He will not let you go. And the Christian life is like this, right? There's many of these valleys. And there's a slow, it's not this. That is not that's not the way it works. And we hit these valleys, we begin to doubt whether we're really Christians. But we need to go to Romans 6 and other passages like that to remind us who we are. That's why we have the Holy Spirit, to remind us who we are and whose we are, and he will not let us go. And so there are those moments when we've internalized sin, and we should internalize it, but not to the degree we're saying, this is my true identity. I'm a failure. I will always fail. And I'm a wretched sinner, and I'm not making any progress in holiness. God is giving up on me. And those are lies. Those are exactly what Satan wants you to think. Think of the saying, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. And Satan wants us to think, once a sinner, always a sinner. You will be condemned. I will win. Those are lies. And Romans 8 says, Who is to condemn us? And God is saying, it's not me. You're the one who keeps condemning yourself. It's not me. Christ died for us and was raised and intercedes for us. It's the Father who has declared us as just in his sight. We are the ones who quickly condemn ourselves. And God is saying, I'm not the one who is condemning you. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are not condemned, and I will not let you go. I think we need to say no.